Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys? Good morning and welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. It is Monday morning, which means it's Monday Mastery, 5 minutes that's going to kickstart your week the right way. Now, guys, as you all know, my passion is helping fitness professionals, personal trainers, young fitness entrepreneurs to help you all progress. That's my mission. Now, one of the things that I can bring to you is my experience and share with you areas where I've struggled, what I've learned from my struggles, and be a support to you as you progress through your career. Today's episode, episode number 42, I'm going to talk to you about stepping stones. And these short, sharp podcasts, I really want to kind of bring levels of reality to you all. You see, every step of the way that we take is a stepping stone towards that big goal. And very, very, very often do I speak to personal trainers, fitness professionals, young entrepreneurs, just unhappy, frustrated, that they're not where they want to be right now. And whenever I get into situations like this, you know, I'm not teaching from a book, guys. I've studied a hell of a lot of stuff, but I've learned a hell of a lot of stuff along the way. And so when we look at that big macro goal, guys, I've had the same anxieties as you. I've had the same stress that, you know, no matter what I'm doing, I'm not at that final goal. No matter what I do, my physique doesn't look the way I envisaged it to look. I don't have the financial independence, security, freedom, the results. Damn, I've just not got the results yet. And you see, this kind of brings in an internal level of negativity. And I had it, you've got it, I'm sure you understand what I mean. And it kind of drives you to the point where you just think, you know, when will this ever be at a point where, you know, I've achieved anything? And, you know, I am fortunate enough as a person to A, have had the right people around me, but B, I've kind of gone in search of kind of entrepreneurs and business people and just said, you know, is it normal for me to feel the way that I was feeling? And so what I want you to do is question yourself, you know, write a list of things that frustrate you. And what we're going to do in the second is talk about these stepping stones, because, you know, anything that is a frustration down one side of the page really is actually something very, very positive. So a frustration is I'm not where I want to be. The positive out of that is I am driven to be somewhere and want to be someone. Oh, I'm frustrated. My results aren't good enough. But the positive is that you're working towards achieving better results. Financially, I'm not where I want to be, but are you further on than last year? And so the internal dialogue that you have with yourself needs to change. And so I provided myself with stepping stones. And I said, okay, if I want to be regarded as one of the best trainers in the country, what are the best trainers in the country doing? If I want to have more money, what are entrepreneurs, what are business people doing? If I want to have a better physique, what are the people with better physiques doing? And you listen to the language that they use. Don't stop. Keep making progress. Track your progress. And acknowledge. Be grateful for everything around you that's improving all the time. And rather than being negative at what you don't have, realize that everything that you're achieving right now is a stepping stone towards that big goal. So I wrote down, for example, in my local area that my recognition to myself of success and moving forward was the fact that I was regarded as one of the best, or the best, sorry, in my area. What were the level of results that people have in my area? Okay, I was going to get better results than them. I had a little mini goal of getting in the local press. I got in the local press. Then I started to tick those boxes off and say, right, I've done a local goal, i.e. a stepping stone locally. I've achieved what I wanted to achieve. Now I'm going to go regional, and I'm going to see if I can get in regional press, and I'm going to see if I can get regional acknowledgement. And then my goals went on to national and then international. With my bodybuilding, it was, can I just do a photo shoot? Can I then go on to do my first show? Can I get qualified in my first show? Can I win my first show? Can I get to the British finals? My goal was to get in a magazine. It was to speak at Body Power. They're little micro goals, guys. They're stepping stones. And guess what? Each time I accomplished one of those stepping stones, I really had progressed. And if I had just sat there and said, you know, I want a physique of looking like this. I want a business looking like this. All I do is focus on that end goal. The problem is you're never fulfilled because you just have open-ended goals, guys. Open-ended goals, you have no opportunity to praise yourself, give yourself credit for anything that you've achieved along the way. You must have markers of success. You must have a stepping stone or stepping stone process laid out, and you've got these things to tick off. So I want you to just look back over the last 1, 2, 3 years and write down your accomplishments. Write down potentially what stepping stones need to have to happen to get to the next goal, and then that needs to be your next landmark. You don't need to be looking miles ahead. And the problem is, if you do, you'll be unfulfilled, you'll be stressed, more than likely to be depressed, you won't be happy. But the funny thing is, if you look at what you're achieving right now, it is progression. So stepping stones, guys. Stepping stones, acknowledge your successes, acknowledge everything that's happening that's good. Stop looking at anything that you're achieving as negative because you're not there, and look at it all as big pieces of the puzzle. And I promise you, something that I've done for years, if you actually tick the boxes off of the stepping stones, you will notice that you're going to progress a hell of a lot quicker, you'll be a lot happier, you'll be more fulfilled, and you will become more successful. Guys, stepping stones, please don't forget them. As always, please drop me a message on Instagram, drop me a message on Facebook. Just let me know how the podcasts are going down with you. I really appreciate them as always, guys. I really, really do. And my goal is to help you. My goal is to support you. And if I'm doing that in any way, shape or form, then please let me know. Have a fantastic Monday. Go out there. Focus on giving your clients everything. Don't forget why you started this industry, to help people. And trust me, if you help people and you get better results rather than just churning hours and hours and hours out, you will move closer to your goals. Guys, have a great day. Speak soon.